Don't tell anyone I told you this, but I heard Mr. Wilson was fucking Mindy Cunningham.
Do you know Trevor Williams? That kid is such a fucking loser. You should have seen it the other day. We got him so good. I mean, normally I wouldn't do that sort of thing, but he deserves it. He never talks to anyone. He wears the same clothes like every day, and he's always giving me this look like he wants to kill me. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like plotting something like those Columbine nut jobs. I mean, I guess it's no surprise that he's so weird, because his brother's like in and out of jail, and both his parents are like raging alcoholics or something. You can always hear them yelling at each other from my house. The cops even showed up once to try to calm them down. It was fucking crazy. I mean, I feel bad for him if he wasn't always doing shit to piss me off, like how he always stares at Mindy Cunningham. I mean, I can practically see him undressing her with his eyes, and it's disgusting. Everyone knows about it, too. She probably even knows about it. But what's she going to do? Get a restraining order against every guy that stares at her? I mean, let's be real. That'd be a lot of fucking restraining orders. Honestly, he crossed the line a few weeks ago. My buddy Travis told me Trevor even tried to ask her out. Obviously, she told him no. I mean, can't believe that faggot thought he had a chance with her. Maybe he should just proposition one of those hookers that hang around his parents' motel. Seriously, that place is such a fucking crack den. I don't even know how they even maintain it. My buddy Kyle, he buys weed there. And he tells me crazy stories, like how once some meth head tried to grab his dick. He practically had to fight his way out of there. And I hate being neighbors with him. I can only imagine all the weird shit he does in that house of his. Even when we were younger, all the kids in the neighborhood would play hockey outside, and he'd just be in his house. We'd look over, and sometimes he'd just be in the window staring at us. I remember he had this one friend, I don't remember his name. Whatever, sometimes we'd see them outside playing tag or some shit. But then that friend moved away, and he never came outside much after that. Well, except for last weekend. He was just outside hauling a huge black bag out of his trunk. And he had this look on his face. It was so weird, like, you know that look people have when they've done something wrong? Like, they're trying to hide it, but failing miserably. Yeah, it was like that. And, you know, after seeing that and thinking about Trevor, it all kind of added up to me. And it led me to my theory. I think Trevor had something to do with Mindy's disappearance. I think that psycho, he found out about them and decided to take matters into his own hands. He probably got jealous, just finally lost it. I just know it. I can't say exactly what he did. I just know that creep did something to her. I know she could be anywhere, and it's probably a long shot that he actually did something. But his parents do own that motel. And you know, that's the only way he'd ever be able to have her. I know it's messed up, but someone's gotta have the balls to say it. Besides, people do fucked up things all the time, you know?